confess something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you or Steve are with me, but I loved the 80s. Mm-hmm. The 1980s were my era.
Mm-hmm. The Day-Glo shirts.
I had half my head shaved.
Yeah.
And then really big on the other side.
Yes.
I wore leggings with black ankle boots, always a little bit of my ankle showing, with like a black mini skirt and jackets that I would get at Goodwill or Salvation Army.
I'd run into you at the Pumpkin Donuts, right, at Clark and Belmont?
Yep.
I loved the 80s so much. There's a new book out called Trailer Trash, an 80s memoir, and the author is on the line with us right now, Angie Cavallari. Hey, Angie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Wendy?
I lived for the 80s. I just want to talk about this one chapter in your book. On the corner of our Formica kitchen counter next to our touch-tone beige phone.
Wow, those never go out of style.
I know, but don't you remember that?
Yeah, sure.
What was so special about the 80s?
Well, you know, I heard you waxing nostalgic over there about what you were wearing, but I think it was a freedom that we no longer have today, right? Like, you know, if you needed to disconnect, you just took your phone off the hook. You can't really do that anymore with technology. I mean, you got GPS tracking you now.
Yeah, that's true. A lot has changed. Now, this is an 80s memoir, Trailer Trash. You didn't grow up in a trailer home, but very near to one, didn't you?
I did, yeah. So my parents actually bought a trailer park, but I mean,
a park? A whole park?
A whole trailer park, and we lived in it in a house, but the house was, I mean, these people were like 200 yards from me. I mean, it's not like, so yeah, so it was a surreal upbringing. It was a little bit different, and there was no kids in the trailer park, like none. No kids lived there. They weren't allowed. So
a very selective trailer park.
It was very, yeah, discriminating, right?
Very much.
But it wasn't a retirement community either. It wasn't like the trailer parks where, you know, people settle down, they come down from Chicago, and they, I mean, it wasn't anything like that. It was very, very different. So it made for an unusual upbringing, which it was twofold. That was my drive to write. I thought, well, this was a really weird childhood I had. I never really realized that. And then on top of that, I really missed the 80s, just like you, Wendy. I rock the outfits. I don't think I would do... I did. I loved it. I miss it so much. And some of it I'll still wear, and some of it, not so much. I'll leave that alone.
Do you still wear the lace fingerless Madonna gloves? Because I went through a phase of that as well.
Oh, man, I did. And actually, I have an 80s party scheduled tomorrow night, so I had to go out and track that stuff down again. But I wore jelly bracelets, probably up to mid... arm. I'm not kidding. Almost to my elbow. I don't know how many I own. Hundreds, thousands, who knows?
I had those too.
What do you think it is, Angie, when I see pictures of myself or people around me in the 70s, it's embarrassing. We go, how do we not know better than to dress like that and look like that? But in the 80s, it doesn't seem to be that way. What happened just one decade later?
Well, you know, I think that people want to return to that simpler time, and it's odd that the fashions are coming back and we're seeing a lot of millennials wearing them. Like, I see mom jeans everywhere, and they're rocking them, too. I'm not wearing those again, but they really are rocking them. I just think we're trying to tap into a simpler time, and I do think some of the styles from the 80s, some, were kind of cool. I mean, I still do. I have a members-only jacket, and I'm going to wear it.
So does Bill.
Yeah, I'm wearing it now.
You're wearing it now?
No.
Bill, did you wear muscle shirts? Did you do the muscle shirt thing?
No, not really.
Parachute pants? Did you have those?
Well, the big Gerbeau-type pants, yeah.
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 I thought it was pretty fun. And Steve Bertrand, our news guy, went to an 80s night over at Ravinia, and all the bands that were there, I can't even remember who was there, Wang Chung.
Yeah.
So, nice. You know, it's funny, Bill mentions the 70s, and that was a bad look, but that has totally come back with the Paisley and the Bell Bottoms. But I don't think as much of the 80s has come back. Do you, Angie?
It's weird. It's kind of blending in. I was at the mall, and I walked into a Forever 21, and it was like in one section it looked like the 80s had exploded, and then in the center it was like Mary Tyler Moore was kicking.
Oh.
Like, I'm not kidding. I mean, complete with the beret. Like, it's ready to be thrown in the air. There's these plaid bell-bottom sort of really belled-out pants, which can look flattering if you're short. They look good. You know, they can work. And then there was a whole section that was pretty much all 80s. Bright colors, some neon going on. So I almost think there's a little bit of the 70s kind of trailing on the end of that. And as a 70s baby and an 80s child, I get that because I do remember the 70s. I remember in one of the chapters, I had this horrible turquoise brown turtleneck sweater. It was awful, and it was a dress, too. I was like, good Lord, I would never wear that again. Horrible.
All right, so growing up, as your parents have this trailer park, you had a little different upbringing because you went to a private school and could escape that a little bit.
I did escape it, but I just, two of the worlds, they were just so different. I mean, these kids had trapper keepers and like really cool lunches. And, you know, I mean, I could never really reconcile that. And I never have. I mean, it was just, they lived in suburbia and they rode their bikes down the street. Like, I couldn't really do that. It was kind of dangerous. And the people, the danger was like right around me. So you had to stay. Yeah, you had to stay reined in a little bit more. So I didn't get the full 80s, like coming home when the street light came on. I didn't really get to do that too much.
Do you think we have such fond memories of the 80s because that was when we were blossoming into, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, I graduated from high school in 81. So those 80s, I was just blossoming into an adult. So that's why I have such fond memories. Why would anybody else like it?
I mean, definitely the fashion, but I think there's, like I said, I keep saying it, I keep going back to the technology, the lack of it, just more freedom to it. There was a lot more generations that were included as well. I mean, if you guys remember sock hops, like that was a staple costume, would be a poodle skirt, which was how many years apart from where we grew up. I just don't think we have that integration anymore. I don't think we understand that there wasn't instant gratification back then. Like, you had to go to a record store and try to sing the song that you heard for about 30 seconds on the radio, and they always made fun of me. I'd be like, the song went like this, like, get up, da, 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 and they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then you would go over and try to find it. There, you really had to work for the stuff that you wanted. Now, you know, you can go on Spotify or Pandora and just listen to it. Oh, yeah, that's the song. It's right there. There's a clip from it. So, I mean, there wasn't the instant gratification. There just wasn't.
Well, your other option, though, was to listen to the radio and have your fingers ready on the record button on your to your recorder and then tape it right off the radio. That's the other option, right?
Yeah, that was like early pirated music.
Yeah.
And I had several tapes like that. You would wait all day to hear the song, too. Uh-huh. They would tease it, and you'd be like, oh, my God, it's going to come on. And I'd have like my little Sony there. I'd like my play and record. I'm like, I'm doing this. And you would hit it. I mean, it took precise timing. It was a lot of work, but I made it happen.
Yep.
I loved 80s music, and I love all that retro stuff, but, you know, I have to tell you that in 1980, the Rupert Holmes classic Escape, the Pina Colada song, went to number one.
Changed the world.
It didn't change the world. Also, Casey and the Sunshine Band, very popular. Captain and Tennille, Do That to Me One More Time. It was like you went on the alternative rock and roll, or you went to the Wuss tunes.
Yeah, nothing in the middle.
There wasn't anything in the middle. It's like that. And that was classified as yacht rock because there was these commercials that they were. Do you guys remember those? You could buy the album.
Yeah.
And it would scroll through and, you know, there would be some Cat Stevens on there. And then you kind of see it would be like some, you know, Christopher Cross, some of the lighter rock, which was cool for your grandparents to listen to as well. Like, you could tune in because my parents were not wild about the fact that I played Like a Virgin by Madonna, which is mentioned in Trailer Trash and Eve's memoir as well. I do reference Madonna. My parents were not thrilled that I knew every word to that song, not what you want your kids singing. So you're right. There was like this huge divide. There was no in between. I mean, it could get full on raunchy to Beat It, which all the adults knew what that meant, to, you know, Christopher Cross, if you find yourself in New York City, right? So it was weird. It was weird. But I listened to both. I really am not a fan of the Pina Colada song. I'm with you, Wendy.
But I'm sure you know every word to it, because I do.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, why, right? And I'm not a Rod Stewart fan. I'm going to come out and say it. Maggie Mae starts playing. I'm like, change it.
That's because we've only heard it like 7 million times.
Right? Oh, and it sticks in your head forever. What was your favorite 80s song, guys? What was the one that brings you back that you would listen to 100 times still?
I can't. I loved Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast Club was my movie. I loved that movie. Do you have a favorite from the
80s? Well, Hall & Oates can do no wrong. You know that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I just saw them in concert last summer.
Yeah.
And I've heard that they don't get along in real life.
Oh.
But I will tell you, they sounded exactly the same. And every hit they played, like, they didn't try to go crazy. They weren't promoting a new album. Like, you heard every single hit that you wanted to. And they were incredible in person. I'd be curious to know how good Wang Chung was.
Oh. That's a good question.
Bertrand, didn't you see Wang Chung?
I saw him a couple weeks ago.
Were they good?
They sounded great.
They sounded great.
It was a short set, but they really sounded fun.
And what other bands were on that that list?
Flock of Seagulls.
Oh.
Nice.
And they sounded good, too. And, you knew some of them more. I
can't remember.
Was Naked Eyes one of them?
Naked Eyes was one of them, right? But it was just one eye. It was just one eye.
Oh, that's sad.
It was like Blink, Naked Blink.
Well, you know, we do kind of love the 80s because Netflix with Stranger Things is the 80s. The Goldbergs represents the 80s.
Yep.
So it is a flashback and a good time for me. Trailer Trash and 80s Memoir, Angie Cavallari. You can get this book wherever your favorite books are sold. Amazon, you have a website as well. Trailer Trash Memoir. Did we learn the metric system in the 80s?
Because it's a little earlier.
Because they said, oh my God, the whole world is going, you know, with the metric system. You need to learn it. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. I kind of wish it did because you could see me in the store, and here I am relying on technology. When I do have to refer to it, I'm like, okay, how many ounces is a liter again? Like, I wish they were. I do remember them trying to push that in school and it kind of coming up. And then we were like, no, we're just going to stick with ounces. We don't want to deal with liters. So, yeah, I mean, I do remember that vaguely. And I don't remember. I don't remember the metric system. So
I don't really
leave
either.
It at that.
And Cyndi Lauper was probably my all-time favorite 80s woman. I loved her.
Yeah.
So if you have one side, Wendy, you said you had one side of your head shaved.
I did.
Were probably like serious punk rock. So I almost feel like the Stranger Things really resonate with you. They did a lot of Should I Stay or Should I Go is the song that
the
was
Clash,
prominent.
Yeah. I loved it. I was a poser, though, Angie. I had the look because I liked it, but I really was not a punk kid at all. Just a poser.
I'm sure. I think most people were. Come on. I mean, really, how many? I mean, Rage Against the Machine. I don't know. The Man and all that. I'm not sure everybody went full board on that and adopted that, but I didn't do that. I was more of the pop side of it, like Madonna. I loved all of her albums. And again, she was a little risque, a little crazy out there. And some of the albums I had to hide, like George Michael did a song called I Want Your Sex.
Yeah.
Not a song you're like, I know every word to it. So it was kind of a weird time as well. So
Angie, the Madonna you liked before she was British or after she was British?
Before
she was British.
Sure.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah, before. Yeah, the Immaculate Collection was kind of, and then she started, you know, you're like, what? Is she starting to get an English accent? What's going on here?
That's what happens.
I miss that Madonna. I do. You know, she still had... Papa Don't Preach. There wasn't Danny Aiello in that video.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I love that look.
I dressed like him. I kept dressing like Danny Aiello.
What do you mean, the white beater tank top?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I can appreciate that.
Classic look.
All right.
Well, Trailer Trash and 80s Memoir, it's a nice read and a nice flashback to the 80s. Good luck with the book. You can go to trailertrashmemoir.com. You're also on Twitter and Facebook. Just look her up, Angie Cavallari. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Angie. A quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.